Good morning. Yesterday we concluded the 8th parak of Maseches Brachos. This morning we're starting the 9th parak, the 9th and final parak in the Masechta. So this parak deals with different brachos, starting with Birchas Ariyah, different brachos that you'll make on I guess either strange or uncommon sights that you'll see. Haroah Makam Shanasu Bo Nisim LeYisrael Omer Baruch Sh'as Nisim LaVaseh B'Makam Hazeh. Person sees a place where an extraordinary nace, extraordinary miracle took place for Klal Yisrael. So he makes the bracha by saying Baruch Sh'as Nisim LaVaseh B'Makam Hazeh. He actually makes the bracha with the full Shem HaMalchus. It's a full bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Sh'as Nisim LaVaseh B'Makam Hazeh. He gives thanks to Hashem for providing an extraordinary hashkacha, providing a miracle in that place to save Klal Yisrael. This is learned out from Yisroi. Yisroi, when he saw Klal Yisrael, he said, the pasuk says, he said, Baruch, V'yomer Yisroi Baruch Hashem, Asher Hitzel Eschem Miyad Mitzrayim Miyad Paro. So you see that there is an idea of making a bracha on an extraordinary miracle that takes place. If a person sees Makam Shenekra Mimenu Avodah Zarah Omer Baruch Sh'akar Avodah Zarah Miartzeinu. If a person sees a place where idol worship was uprooted, was demolished, was destroyed, in such a place, he'll make a bracha by saying Baruch Shenekra Sh'akar Avodah Zarah Miartzeinu. Now, the Gemara also expounds upon this. The Gemara explains that there are different lashanos, different terms, that are different words that are used depending on where you are. If it's a place in Eretz Yisrael, so we'll add in the Shem HaMalchus, we'll say a full bracha, and the Gemara adds, we'll say Kishem Shenekra Mimakam, is that just like Avodah Zarah, idolatry was uprooted from this place, Kein Tiakra Mikol Makomos Yisrael. So too, should idolatry be uprooted from all places where the Jewish people are settled. So these are brachas which are made either on seeing the miracle, a physical miracle which saved Klal Yisrael, or a spiritual miracle where Avodah Zarah was uprooted, or idolatry was uprooted to save the spiritual aspect, the sanctity of Klal Yisrael. Mishnah continues, Al Hazikim. So these are brachas that are made also on Birchas Ariyah, interesting things that you'll see or experience. Again, these are things which are uncommon, extraordinary circumstances that take place, that a person will make a bracha to Hashem, thanking him or giving praise to him, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for all that he provides for this world. Al Hazikim, so that's a shooting star. Al Hazavos is an earthquake. A person sees a shooting star or an earthquake. Al Brakim, Al Ramim, lightning and thunder. Al Ruchas and winds. It doesn't just mean regular winds, extraordinary winds, like a real hurricane or a tornado. Omar Baruch Shekocho Ugvarasim Al Yalam, giving praise to Hashem. The fact that he encompasses all the strength, and we see that through the nature that Hashem has the strength and controls the world. Al Haharim, on mountains, Val Gevois, and hills, Val Yamim, and on the seas, Val Nahares, and on the rivers, Val Midbaras, and on the deserts, Omer Baruch Os Maaseh Bereishis. So these are all things that a person makes the general bracha. The post can compare the bracha of Osam Maaseh Bereishis on Birchas Ariyah to a bracha of Shahakol on Birchas Hanenim of eating. The Shahakol kind of covers everything, and Osam Maaseh Bereishis kind of covers everything as well. So all the previously mentioned categories, whether they are mountains, hills and valleys, the seas, the oceans, the rivers, there's a person who's going to make the bracha of Osam Maaseh Bereishis. Yehuda Omer, Yehuda says that there's a difference between the different bodies of water. Haroas Yama Gadol, a person sees the Yama Gadol, the ocean. This refers not to any ocean, to like to the big ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, oceans that go to Eretz Yisrael, the Pacific. Haroas Yama Gadol, Omer Baruch Os Sh'asa Es Yama Gadol. There's a special bracha which is made on the Yama Gadol. But this is only Bizman Shiros of the Prakim. It's only if you see it occasionally, and the Gemara explains occasionally here means once in 30 days. If a person lives, you know, at the bay or at the in a place where he sees the ocean all the time, he doesn't wake up every morning and make a bracha on the Yom HaGadol. It's only if it's seen only on occasion. There's another stipulation that it has to be that a person sees the ocean in its natural state. Any area where the ocean was expanded by manpower, if they've pulled out and they've extended it for whatever reason it was, to make either a beach or to make some place where the water will gather, anything which was done by the force of man would not get the bracha. It has to be the natural ocean in its natural state. Ala geshamim, on rain. So this doesn't refer to any rain. This is rain that comes after a drought and also in Eretz Yisrael. Now the Mishnah Berurah happens to be, he writes, it's interesting, when it comes to this bracha, on rain, one second. So in the Shulchan Aruch it says, "Im hayu b'tzar machmas atziras geshamim." If there was a drought and people were literally suffering because there was no rain, then v'yardu geshamim, and then it rains. Mevarchim aleihem afal pish lo yardu adayin kedei revia. They make a bracha even though they don't have enough rain to irrigate and to satisfy all the fields that need rain. But the fact that it rained is already a nes, and it's something which is deserving of haidah. A person will make a bracha on that. Now the Mishnah Berurah writes m'hayu b'tzar on that line. He says efshir, it's possible. In other words, he's not saying this is a matter of psak halacha. In other words, he's quoting some paiskim. The be'eretz Yisrael shematzu sham yovesh gadol. In Eretz Yisrael, it's known every single year, from approximately after Pesach till somewhere around Sukkot's time, it doesn't rain. It's very dry. So it's very common that there's a shortage of water. There's a certain type of relief that comes to everybody when it finally rains. After that long summer, all those months of it not raining, and finally you see that the rain is coming, there's a certain simcha that sets in. It's possible that under such circumstances, you'd always make the bracha the first time that it rains. So he speaks about it extensively in the Bir Halacha. But again, the idea of this bracha is not that every time it rains that a person should go out and make a bracha. It's that when the rain kind of comes in and it comes in with that sense of relief after the drought, that's when this bracha would be appropriate. Bal besoros tovos, and a good news. Omar baruch atova ametiv, a person makes a bracha atova ametiv. Bal shmuos raos, and a person hears bad news. Omar baruch dayin emes. So the Vinna Gaon, actually, he has a very interesting observation on this Mishnah. He says, why does it say besoros tovos, good news? And when it comes to bad news, it says shmuos tovo, raos, hearing bad things. In other words, one's considered news, besoros tovos, and one's considered just to happen to have heard it. So he says, because the halacha is, a person is not supposed to be walking around spreading bad news. If something happens which is bad news, you kind of let people find out. People will find out about it. You don't need to be the one to spread it around. When it comes to good news, there is a mitzvah to spread it around. So that makes the category of news. It's news if it's good, so therefore it's called besoros tovos. But if it's not good news, and doesn't deserve the category of news, it's a shmua. It's something that you heard. That's why the Mishnah writes, al besoros tovos, on good news, this is news. Omar baruch atova metiv. If a person happened to have heard bad news, Omar Baruch Dynamis makes a bracha Baruch Dynamis, ultimately acknowledging that everything comes from Hashem and everything is just.